remembering Senator Robert Byrd, who died early this morning at the age of 92, the longest-serving member of Congress in American history. And we're joined now by Congressman Nick Rahill, who's represented Southern West Virginia in Congress since 1977. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about what Byrd's passing means for you as a member of the state's congressional delegation and what kind of service he provided to the people of West Virginia.
Well, first, my prayers go out to Senator Byrd's family, to his daughters and grandkids, and to his grandkids and great-grandkids, and to all of West Virginia is certainly going to be in a state of sorrow for quite some time. Senator Byrd was a champion of all champions to West Virginia. He was a man not just of the decades, but a man of the centuries for our state. He meant so much to not only our state and its physical infrastructure, but personally to every West Virginian. He was a dear friend, a man who worked his heart out every waking moment and even during his sleep, doing what he could do to further the lives of average West Virginians. And every West Virginian will remember Senator Byrd as a true man of the century and a true friend. We're just in mourning, and we just wish only the best during this difficult time for his family.
Congressman, Senator Byrd, certainly when you spend more than half a century on Capitol Hill, you change. And very famously, Senator Byrd was known for changing his opinions on a number of issues, not the least of them civil rights. Did his evolution in terms of his opinions mirror the evolution of the state of West Virginia?
Well, Senator Byrd always did what in his heart he thought was best for the people of West Virginia. And that is how he viewed every issue. I worked for him 40 years ago, did various jobs, and worked in his leadership office when he was in the leadership of the United States Senate. And I saw firsthand how he viewed every issue as to what his constituents were saying and what he felt were in the best interest of his people and our state and the nation as a whole. So Senator Byrd, he was not a liberal, he's not a conservative, he was a man of the people, a man who did what the people viewed as in their best interest.
Congressman Nick Rahill, Congressman of West Virginia, representing Southern West Virginia, speaking about Senator Robert Byrd, who died early this morning at about 3 a.m. in a suburban hospital outside Washington, D.C. There are also a few scars on the history of service that Senator Byrd had on Capitol Hill. He got his start as a political organizer in the Ku Klux Klan, an outspoken critic of civil rights legislation in the 1960s. He was part of the famous filibuster against the civil rights law. That is a history Senator Byrd both acknowledged and apologized for later in his life. We're joined now by George Rutherford, who has led the NAACP in West Virginia's eastern part of the state since 1974. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, George, I kind of see the passing of Robert Byrd as the passing of a period of time in our history, because Senator Byrd represented both what was ugliest, perhaps, and what was perhaps most redeeming in terms of our politics on race. Would you agree with that?
I agree. Well, however, when you think of Senator Byrd, I agree with Congressman Rahill. I think of Senator Byrd as Saul. You remember Saul, who killed the Christians and everything?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he did a complete about face, and he was a champion for the church, for the Christians. And I look at Senator Byrd the same way. He did a complete about face, and you couldn't ask for a better man than he was.
We pulled a comment that Senator Robert Byrd made when he was speaking about why he would have changed his vote on the 1964 civil rights law. Here's what he had to say.
And I thought, well, now suppose I were black and my grandson and I were out on the highways in the wee hours of the morning or midnight, and I stopped at a place to get that little grandson a glass of water or to have it go to the restroom. And there's a sign, whites only. That black people love their grandsons as much as I love mine, and that's just not right.
Despite a number of comments that he made throughout his lifetime, which other people took offense to, Senator, did you believe that he spoke sincerely when he talked about this alter in his opinion?
Yes, I do. I really believe it. I have talked with Senator Byrd many times, and many times he has always come back to apologize to his action in the past, but not just to me privately, but also in the public. At one of the largest civil rights program here in the state, the Niagara Movement in 2006, where thousands of people were there, he got up there and profusely apologized for his past, which he didn't have to do it because he had already proven that he has that he was not in favor of the things he did. He shouldn't have done it.
How did he speak about the Ku Klux Klan later in his career?
He felt that he was young at that time, and he was just unaware of what he was doing. He just was the group, and he just went that route. But then once he seen the light, he got out of it.
So do you feel as though with Robert Byrd's passing that we have come through kind of an age in terms of our politics on race? Do you feel that there are others who can kind of pick up where he left off, who still have that memory of the history that he did?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. But I think Senator Byrd would be hard, very, very, very hard to replace.
But let's talk for a moment about this change that you've just been discussing, George Rutherford. I mean, the Senate is supposedly the greatest debating institution in the world. And Robert Byrd himself would compare it to the Roman Senate. In a debate, you're supposed to have the capacity to have your mind changed. Do you think that capacity is lost in the Senate, even with all of the negative qualities of the opinions once held by Robert Byrd? He changed his mind. I wonder if that's possible with the people that you focus on in the Senate today.
Well, it looks a little hard right now because a lot of them is pretty set in the ways. You can see why we have the vote going, Republican and Democrat. But like, they don't want to give in either way. And I'm sure hope that this is not the case.
Well, this is a man, Robert Byrd, who swore when during the time of the World War that he would rather die than serve next to an African-American. As you say, he went through a very public change. By the end of his life, do you feel he was serving all the members of West Virginia? Did the people of West Virginia feel that?
Definitely. I believe the majority of the people believe that. I know that. I know that he has. And I guess I really begin to see the change in Byrd around 1968.
So when, early on.
Yes, early on when he came to Neola, West Virginia, he voted against the War on Poverty Bill. And he came to the Job Corps, and he was surprised. And he got there in front of all those corpsmen and the public and apologized. He said, I voted against this bill, but this is one of the mistakes I made because this is one of the greatest programs there is.
Okay.
And this was around 68.
George Rutherford is the president of the NAACP in Jefferson County, West Virginia, speaking about the legacy of Senator Robert Byrd, who died early this morning at the age of 92.
Complicated legacy. Legacy of apologies and of,
regrets.
Of passions.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.